Turn on you. There's a letter.
All right. First, turn to the first line of your right set. Greg, skiing. So, what is it? Colder, you go where it's warmer. Paul got the right idea.
Bruce Reiber is also in Texas.
Bruce Reiber is also in the war. Smart guy. So, I know some people have the trips coming up, and Greg will be out in a couple of weeks, and I'll be out after that. So, they'll be missed, and hope they're working on their music. I know Paul is diligently working on the same. Going to sandcastles and working on the song, driving his wife nuts, but that's okay. And Greg is helping with one boat because he can swoosh down the ski rope. Yeah, he can be this fine. Follow that way, so let's push him well. Please keep Floyd and Carol, Niemeyer, and your thoughts.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any updates.
No.
Carol's in hospice care right now.
Yes.
And so I know that Kings have taken some food over.
Yes.
And they swapped stews and,
yes,
and clam chowder one night. So I haven't talked to Floyd personally, but if you don't drop a line, don't know how much he's available to talk or anything like that, but I'm sure he'd appreciate
anything
it.
Would help.
So just keep them in your
thoughts. Are they allowed guests in hospice right now?
Her hospice is at home.
It's an in-home hospice.
Yes. Yeah. He's at home. So he has
that's why Floyd's there most of the time.
Right.
Then they have a couple people that come in.
Okay. So he's getting some rest. Yeah. So he's getting please keep that in your thoughts. Anybody else that you may know that may be ailing or know of, John, if you're anything else within the group? Okay, nobody's
Corey back. Just got back from Mexico, so he said he was too tired to come back.
He's back in reality.
He
swallowed the worm.
Why are you not keeping?
He'll be back next week. So, all these travels. It's great.
He gets the recordings, so that doesn't be too bad.
Dave, thanks for recording tonight, since both Greg and Corey are out. So
thank you.
Appreciate that very much. Good to see George back with us.
Brian and Bill.
Bill Engel, yes.
Yes.
Good to see you, Bill. So, any other guests that we have right now?
No fresh blood tonight.
All right. Rich, do you have any renewals?
We do have one.
All right.
Cool. Bill came fifth and sixth time.
It's about to expire.
5 years.
Good. We got it all together. All right.
Does that mean we're actually getting cards back from
Red Clues?
And Elliot's not invited, so I don't remember.
It's fine. I don't even go here.
We'll talk for you. Hey, that's where your card's in.
It's in the mail.
I think Bob has where card's coming too, right, Bob? Have you gotten yours yet?
Did you get it?
Bob Reese?
No.
No?
You didn't go there?
Oh. 39 years. Haven't got mine either.
Okay, well, yeah, I've got yours either, Larry.
Well, continue.
December.
Yours is December, yeah. Bob's was a long time, too. I can't remember when yours was, Bob.
Well,
I bet. I just got one for the mail last week.
Okay.
All right.
Bob.
Okay. All right, so let's hope they can get their act together slowly.
Yeah, I just got a lot going on there.
Let's talk annual show. We will have have a site visit tomorrow, Wednesday. Mike and I will be going over, so I've asked Elliot, but I haven't asked you, Brent, to provide some questions you might have for them.
Okay.
Just so we can.
When is this that you're going?
Wednesday at 9:30 in the morning. I do know that they have, will have three screens possibility. Two on each side of the stage, and then one comes down from the middle.
If we decide to
use it. If we decide to use that, that's optional. So, I'm sorry.
They have one of their sites, so we have our words.
That's what I was going to say. They don't have them on the right side for us. They can't see the words. We have to know our words.
It's available.
So, we'll see what is there.
That's how worship. That's how the worship team keeps going, is they have a screen too.
Okay. So we'll see what works out that way. But some good things coming that way. News from the marketing team next week.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that. Some good stuff coming from them. Greg, do you have anything else that you?
No, other than I just want to make it a priority for you. In fact, I really would like to be able to set a very ambitious goal that you can come in next Monday, pretty much off paper for 19. Okay? We've got the learning tracks. It's a very repetitious song. I mean, I wrote it purposefully for it to not be difficult to memorize.
Thank you.
Okay? So, I mean, it's a lot of repetition. I did not try to make a lot of variations between, you know, the different choruses and things. So try that, because my goal is for us here before the end of February. Now, we're still working on logistics. Maybe this then, maybe won't. My thought and intention is that we will actually do like a music video, multiple camera angles of us performing 19. And I want to send it off to Dolly Parton, to her folks. And I want her to hopefully, through her folks, get to maybe watch it. And we'll just do a little fun thing. Hey, we're celebrating our 75th season. This is our first live show with just us in over 2 years. We're really excited, and one of your songs inspired us to come up with a concert opener. And what I'm hoping that she will do is take 2 seconds to do a quick little video back to us that says, hey, shout out to the Harmony delegation. So excited for your performance. Love, you know, whatever she wants to. My hope is that we get that back from her so that we can then use her video to use as promotional materials for our own show coming up.
Cool.
So when Dolly Parton says, hey, shout out to the Harmony delegation in Boyne, that's what we're putting out on Facebook. That's what we're putting out in all of our commercial press releases, sending to previous patrons for whom we have their email addresses, all that kind of stuff. So we need to be off that right away so that we can start to practice the little bits and the little bit of choreography that there is in the song. So that we can then don our tuxes as if we were doing a concert, a performance of this song. And we need to have it be good. Okay? So my challenge is that by next Monday, we come in here with that song ready to go, so that in the next 3-4 weeks, we have that ready to put on video and send it off to the other partner. Okay? Even if we have to just video it ourselves and we don't have a professional evening, I still want to have a video so that we send it to Dolly, because I really want to have her introduction. Wouldn't it be great to have our concert open with Dolly Parton up on the screen saying, hey, all right, delegation, so excited for your show. I mean, that would be awesome. So, and I think our audience would be good.
So, more to come on that. Stop the kid for the show at this point. Again, the theme is Doctor Who. And
yes, Doctor Shu. We'll morph the Doctor. He will regenerate into other characters throughout the show. But yes, we'll have a Doctor Who type persona, a Doc Brown, Marty McFly, Back to the Future type kind of persona. We were even talking about Sherman and Peabody and Wayback Machine. Okay, so we have all these fun ideas. So we're really excited about putting our little show together.
Who performs at that show? Is it
just us? Us and quartets.
Okay.
So quartets also, please be thinking. I think I sent something out a couple days ago. We're thinking of what numbers you'd like to do.
And it's wide open because we're just doing songs through the, you know, different ages, songs through different decades. So
yeah.
Anything will work,
really.
Obviously, all of them say something.
And we may ask one of the Harmony Symbol, or should we have Lions Groove Quartets as well? Just to mix things up.
Maybe Dolly Parton will come and sing.
This is kind of
me. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great. All right. I have nothing else. Anything else that we need to discuss? I don't think so. Let's get a break. Let's be back right about a minute past 8 at this point. And...